I'm Steph Mishchuk with KillerSites.com. In this podcast, we're going to cover the key skill sets that every professional web designer should have. I call these the pillars of professional web design. The first pillar I'd like to cover is HTML and CSS. This, of course, are the basic building blocks behind every website and every web page. Some of you may be thinking that, well, this is kind of redundant. Everybody knows that HTML and CSS is used to build web pages. But there are lots of web designers out there who rely on programs like FrontPage or GoLive or Dreamweaver and don't really know HTML and CSS as well as they should. The reality is, I believe many web designers out there don't know it at all. This is a major weakness. Knowing HTML and CSS code and being comfortable with it will give you two major advantages. Number one, you have a much better understanding of web design in general, and as such, you'll produce better websites. And number two, programs like Dreamweaver and GoLive, though they're good programs and they help speed up the process of web design, they're not perfect, and sometimes you just have to be able to get down into the code and make changes yourself. I'm not saying that every web designer should become hand coders. I think that using programs like Dreamweaver makes sense because they automate a lot of things and they speed up the process. But nonetheless, you should understand HTML and CSS because of the advantages knowing HTML and CSS will give you. The next pillar I'd like to cover is basic design. Basic design covers basic design principles such as font use, knowing not to use more than one. We can get away with two sets of fonts on the same page. If you have too many fonts, the page looks cluttered. Or, for instance, understanding how to mix and match colors, knowing that dark blue text on a black background is just a big no-no. Understanding the use of white space, which basically means spacing out your elements on the page so it looks relaxed, it has a lot of breathing room. Understanding alignment, and there are a whole bunch of other rules that are covered in basic design. The reason you should understand basic design is that it will serve as a guide, a map, if you will. When you put together your websites, you understand these basic rules so that you won't put out ugly looking pages. You'll find that with a good understanding of basic design principles, it will be very easy for you to put out a page that looks good and feels good, if you will, when a viewer hits your website. These basic design principles come in even more handy when you're not one of these people who have the artistic eye, if you will. This is something you're born with. It's like fighters. It's natural skills, and it's a natural ability to see what looks good and what doesn't. And if you don't have that eye, it's even more important that you understand these basic design principles so that you can use them to put together pages that don't look ugly. So, the second pillar of professional web design is an understanding of basic design principles. The next pillar of professional web design is usability. Usability is the study and the practice of making websites more usable as far as the user is concerned. Usability is actually a profession in its own right, but web designers should at least have a basic understanding of usability since you're going to be building websites to begin with. So let's explore this by looking at a couple classic examples of good usability and bad usability. One of the first and most important rules of usability is building your websites and your web pages in such a way that when somebody hits your website, they'll almost instantly know what the website is about. A classic book on usability called Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug, and it's one of the two books that I highly recommend, by the way, hints at how important this is with the title of his book, Don't Make Me Think. And that's in reference to the fact that when people get to your sites, they shouldn't have to think about what the site's about. They shouldn't have to think about how they can navigate through the site. This brings me to another important rule of usability in web design, in terms of navigation. You should keep your navigation consistent throughout the site. People shouldn't have to think about and shouldn't have to hunt and peck for links to other pages and for the menu. This should be very obvious from the get-go. A classic example of bad usability is the use of the infamous Flash intro video. Flash intros were all the rage back in 2000, 2001. And what they are essentially are Flash videos, Flash movies, that people used to put on the very front page of a website. Essentially, it looked like a mini commercial that could last 5, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or longer. These things turned out to be very annoying for users. And as a result, Flash developers who created these intros would create a skip intro button, which allowed people to bypass the intro video. In time, we soon discovered that the Flash intro was the second most clicked button on the internet, just behind the back button. And we don't see too